We have mentioned a number of times in the Peshiurim that the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reyacha Kamoicha, that you should love your neighbor like yourself, is not just a mitzvah in the heart. It's primarily, the Rambam says, a mitzvah of action. Which means to say, whatever you would like your friend or neighbor should do to you, the mitzvah in the Torah is to do that action back to your friend. Now, if somebody would ask you, okay, now that we've explained that that's what the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha is, and that's what the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim is, everything that I would want someone to do to me, to do back to him, is a mitzvah in the Torah, whether it's small, whether it's big. So if someone would ask you, give me an example of the greatest way to fulfill the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, give me an example of the greatest way, in other words, to be mekayim the mitzvah in the Torah of Gemilas Chasad. What would you say? What would you say? A person would think something very huge, some kind of major, unbelievable organization that's helping out millions of people. Until this very day, for a number of years already, the most powerful thing that I have ever seen or heard about the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim is the following Rambam I'm about to share with you. And I'm going to tell you the Maramokim, the place where this Rambam is, because I've said this over in different places, and I've gotten phone calls later. Where is this Rambam? The Rambam is in Hilchas Deis, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says that the ultimate way to fulfill the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim is to say a kind word, a compliment, something nice to your friend. His lashon is, Lefikach, therefore, tzorech lesaper b'shvacha. You need to talk about good things that your friend has. You need to say a compliment, something good about him, to say a praise about him. Say how he's great. Say how he does very things very well. Make him feel good. That is the greatest way to fulfill the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. Now, the question begs for itself. I understand why that's a mitzvah in the Torah, to say a good word to someone, to say a compliment and show someone that you think good of him. I understand. The reason why I fulfill the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim is because since the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim is whatever I would like someone to do to me, I should do back to somebody else. And every person likes that someone should say a compliment to them. So therefore, it's a mitzvah in the Torah to say a compliment back to them. I got that. But my question is as follows. My question is, why does the Rambam say that that is the ultimate way? The ultimate way to be fulfill the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim is through saying a compliment about your friend, saying something good about your friend. Why is that the ultimate way? I think the answer is very simple. The answer is that Reb Moshe Shapiro once said over that he heard from Rav Chetzkel Sarna, who said over B'Shem Da'alta from Slabotka, that the Alta from Slabotka said that if a person would feel about himself that he has zero worth. He has zero worth. He's not worth anything. He has absolutely, as Lashon was, he feels zero kavod about himself. Zero respect. He feels he's worthless. The Alta from Slabotka said, such a person could not stay alive. His neshama would go out of his guf. In order for the neshama to stay in the body, a person has to feel some little bit of good kavod about himself. If he wouldn't feel some little bit of respect about himself, he wouldn't be able to exist. That's what the Alta from Slabotka said. And on this, there's a letter from Inkrainen de Igris from the Stipler, Zecherno Livracha. The Stipler said that was writing a letter about a big Talmud Chacham who fell into a depression. And the Stipler said, the reason why this Talmud Chacham fell into a depression, he said, is because he feels that people don't give him enough respect. And the Stipler writes in parentheses, the Talmud Chacham himself may not realize that. But I'm telling you that the Talmud Chacham fell into a depression, the real reason that he may not realize himself subconsciously is that he feels he's not getting enough respect. So therefore, try to get him a share to say, try to give him some kind of respect. What you coming back to our question now, what you see from what the Alta from Slabotka said, what you see from what the Stipler is saying. That it's not just getting a compliment, is not just feeling that people think good about you, is not just a nice thing. It's a crucial thing in someone's life. It's a lifeline for a person. It keeps a person alive. It gives a person not to fall into a depression. It gives them a chias. It gives them feeling a purpose in his life that people think good about him. In other words, what's the greatest desire that a person really wants? That shows the fact that a person can't exist without this lifeline of someone giving him respect, of someone giving him covet, someone thinking good about him. If a person can't exist with that, if that makes him fall into a depression, a person doesn't fall into a depression if he didn't like the way his supper tasted. A person, his neshama won't go out of his guf if he didn't like his lunch or he skipped lunch. We see over here that what goes into the lifeline of a person is that people should think good about them. That's the lifeline of a person. And since the entire mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim is v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, whatever you like someone to do to you, you should do to someone else. Since the greatest desire that a person wants other people should do to him is to respect him, to like him, to think good of him, to compliment him. Therefore, the Rambam is saying the ultimate way to do the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim is to give respect to your friend, to say a good word to your friend, to show him, to give him respect, to show you think good of him, because then you're giving him life. You're not just giving him a lunch. You're not just giving him a supper. You're giving him life. You're giving him a lifeline. That's why that's the ultimate mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim. And I don't want to go on too much now. Mitchum will continue in the future share about this. But let's just think. If a husband or wife tells each other that you're such a good husband, such a good wife, you do things so nicely, I like so much how you keep the house in order, I respect you. That is the greatest way to be Mekayim Gemilas Chasadim. That's the greatest way. Not just it's also Gemilas Chasadim. The Rambam is saying that's the ultimate way. That's the ultimate way. That's what a person craves for. Especially between Ish L'Ishtoi. May we all be Zeicha to always be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim, and V'yahavta L'reicha Kamoicha, and always look. And always look and find the opportunity to say a nice word to someone, to give someone respect and show the person that we think good of them.